In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. On this last Sunday of the liturgical year, the Church celebrates the Feast of Christ the King. Pope Pius XI instituted this feast in 1925 to confront the rising tide of secularism around the world. The Pope intended that the feast would have three effects in particular. First, that nations would be reminded that the Church has a natural and inalienable right to perfect freedom and immunity from the power of the state. Second, that not only private individuals, but also rulers and princes are bound to give public honor and obedience to Christ. And third, that the faithful would gain much strength and courage from the celebration of the feast, as we are reminded that Christ must reign in our minds, wills, hearts, and bodies. When asked, what exactly is the kingship of Christ? Pope Benedict XVI said, "It is not that of the kings of the great of this world. It is the divine power to give eternal life, to liberate from evil, to defeat the dominion of death. It is the power of love that can draw good from evil, soften a hardened heart, bring peace to the bitterest conflict, turn the thickest darkness into hope. This kingdom of grace is never imposed and always respects our freedom." The kingship of Christ is not coercive. Unlike so many earthly rulers, the legitimacy of his power isn't demonstrated by external force. Instead, his goodness and power attracts us and summons us, revealing to us the deepest truth concerning our life and who we are. Again and again, the Lord says to his disciples and to us, "But who do you say that I am?" He bids us to freely confess him and follow him, and so to reign with him. Consider the bearing of our Lord coming before Pilate, even while a prisoner awaiting judgment. Jesus speaks with great calm and majesty. He speaks serenely and without threatening Pilate. Our Lord is not a competitor in the political arena, and he needs not curry favor from any earthly ruler. His power is proper to who he is, as the incarnate Son of God, the Alpha and the Omega. So with us, God has no need to compel us by force. He had no need to create us, but he did so only to share his life and love with us. And Jesus, the eternal Son, bears our humanity only in order to share his divine life with us. In Jesus Christ, a king who washes the feet of his servants, we discover an all-powerful God who kneels down before us so as to exalt us. We have a king who exercises his power only that we might reign with him. Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God, humbled himself to be born of the Virgin Mary, who cried out before his birth, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. He has scattered the proud in their conceit, he has cast down the mighty from their thrones, and he has lifted up the lowly." Our Lord comes to make all things new and to establish an order founded in truth and life, holiness and grace, a kingdom of justice, love, and peace. The only thing our Lord truly wants of us is our very hearts. The Lord Jesus does not come to subjugate us, but to lead us to live in his peace, to discover in our suffering and loneliness the power of his cross, bringing truth where there are lies and life where there is death. Let us open our hearts to welcome the one who has the power to liberate us and enable us to realize the deepest longings of our hearts. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.